I just wanted to tell you guys what happened at the end of the show today. Farns was in here. I had just interviewed him, the water dowser. And so he wanted me to try it out because he said there was water under the building. So I stood there next to him and I held the sticks. And the sticks went sort of slightly down. I could feel a little tiny bit of a pull. Not a huge pull, but a tiny bit of a pull downward. Okay. So you keep them in your hands, right? And they crisscross at the end and the sticks kind of went down a little bit, just ever so slightly. And I could see it. I could feel it. And then he said, okay, I'm going to take one of the sticks in my hand and then I want you to hold hands with me. And then you hold the other, the outer stick. Okay. So we're each holding a stick and I'm holding his hand. And the second he starts to hold that stick, all of a sudden the pull was huge. I mean, it went all the way down to the floor and I could feel it. I mean, it was huge. And I said, well, how did that happen? How did you get this huge pull? I mean, you could feel this. I could not hold the sticks up in my hand. And it's because he's been doing it for so long. Whatever gift God gave him, oh my gosh, it was amazing to actually experience. So I wanted to share that with you guys. And then I also wanted to share something with you about cities. In my local area, he actually offered up his services because, you know, he always said he would do good with this and he really wanted to help and just be, obviously he's got a great track record. It's 100%. So of course, over the 70 years, you want to give somebody this gift. And of course he tried this and this was a couple decades ago or more. And he went to the cities around here in my local area. And the first city said no. The city manager said no. The second city, a couple of the people didn't want to do it. You know, a couple people were on board, a couple of people weren't. Okay. Third city goes to the third city. And they even said, you know, we'll even do the well. I mean, we'll do the well. We'll make sure that it's perfect water, potable drinking. I mean, just let us find it and we'll do the well. And then we'll turn it over to you. You don't have to take the risk, you know? So the third city says, and get this, I was not shocked because I know the kinds of people that run the cities here, but they said, we want to get a loan, a federal loan. And for over $2 million. And we want to do it that way. And they did. And they got a well. The well wasn't as good. It was, the water from the new well after spending $2.5 million, tied into the old well. And it didn't really do much for them. So it wasn't as if they were tapping into something new, but they spent $2.5 million federal money. And that, folks, right there is such a testament to where we're at in society right now. God would never put us on an earth if he knew there wasn't enough water, ever. That wouldn't happen. Why would he do that? Why would he want government in control of us? The water conservancies, the governments, they control all of it. And they're charging you for it. And I think that's pretty sickening. It makes me sick, actually, because I know the people that run all of these things, and it's one of the saddest things I've seen is the absolute idiocy, right? I had a mayor in a major city here get a hold of me and say, well, that will mess with water rights, and that's just not the case. They need sources of water, and people like Farns can find it for them. But they resist. They don't want to do it that way. They have to do it where they're in total control and where the government of the state and the federal is involved. And they have to, it's like a desire for them. They don't want to hear that you can tap into water underfoot because the drought narrative, some reason, keeps them going. And it fills a lot of headlines. And I have a governor of my state who's a total liberal. He's horrid. And he has screwed us over so many times that I have a file. It's just endless how many times. And he was pushing the drought narrative a year ago, 2 years ago. We weren't in a drought, obviously. And then we just had the biggest, rainiest year in my part of United States. And of course, they're going to be right back at the drought narrative. They just can't stop. They can't help themselves. So I just wanted to tell you guys what happened after the show. And it is sickening. And I hope we spread the word. I hope that we can get people educated. I mean, I know grown men who have come to me and have basically told me off and said, no, you have to conserve. And I'm like, there's water everywhere, water underfoot. I mean, they're idiots, right? They're just such idiots. And they all think it's conservation. And because they've been brainwashed and they don't think they're brainwashed, they think they're the smartest people in the world. And it makes me sick. So just so you guys know, we have got to teach our kids about this. And dowsing is a lost art. It's amazing. And I'm sure there are more people that have this gift. They just don't know it yet. Thanks, you guys.